السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. We continue now with the discussion on Salman Farsi رضي الله عنه. So we spoke about how he spent time in the company of five different priests. And from the four, each one indicated to him who he should move on to next when they were close to death. And the fifth one told him, look, there's nobody I can tell you that will show you what is pure Christianity, you know, following the pure beliefs of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. All I can tell you is go to this particular place in the lands of Arabia. And he just gave him a description, which was obviously of Medina, and wait for the emergence of the last Nabi, whose deen will be the same as the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says that I tried to make my way to Medina by entering into an agreement with a group of travelers. I gave them a sum of wealth and they were going to take me to Arabia with them. They were Arabs. And then when we were just outside of Medina, they betrayed me, they imprisoned me, and they sold me as a slave. And a Jewish man bought me, I served him for a while. And then a cousin of his from Yathrib, from the tribe Banu Qurayza, he bought me from this Jewish man, and he took me to Yathrib. And when I came to Yathrib, I was very happy to see that it matched the description given to me by the last priest that I had served. Now he says that I spent quite a bit of time serving this particular a person from Banu Qurayza in Yathrib, attending to his gardens and helping him with his different work. And he says that there was some talk at the time that there was a man that emerged in Makkah and he was claiming prophethood. But I never really got much of the talk because I was so engrossed in serving this particular person who had purchased me. Then he says that obviously the 13 years passed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. And he says, one day I was busy with the date palms and my master was there, and somebody came to my master, you know, some relative of his, and said that, you know what, it's really mind-boggling what's happening to the people. They're all gathering in Quba, and they're gathering there because there's a man there from Makkah who's claiming that he's a Nabi. So he says, as soon as I heard this, you know, I became so excited that I immediately left my work and I said to this person who came to my master that, tell me more about him. And I wanted to know more about him. So he says, my master got upset and فَغَضِبَ سَيِّدِي, and he told me that, what's it got to do with you? It's got nothing to do with you. I mean, you got no business with that man. Go back and continue with your work. So he says, okay, I went and I continued with my work. And then when it was Chahile time, you know, when it was the end of the day, he says, I took some dates, you know, some of my own personal dates that I was gathering. And I went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I offered it to him. I said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَنِي أَنَّكَ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ. Listen, that I've heard that you're a pious man and that you've got some companions of yours who are very poor and destitute. So here's some dates for them as charity. So he says that I saw he took the dates. He took the dates. He gave it to his companions and he said, Kulu, eat. But he himself did not eat. So he said, for me, that was the first sign. Remember that that last priest told him that there will be three things that you will see. So he said, the first sign was proved to be true, that he does not eat the wealth of charity. Then he said, I took more dates. And this time I told him that, you know, these dates are not charity. These dates are a gift from me to you. And he says, when I told him that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took the dates and he ate it. So I said to myself, هَذِهِ الثَّانِيَةِ. This is now the second sign that he's the Prophet. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ بِبَقِيءِ الْغَرْقَدِ. He says that then I came to him and he was in Jannatul Baqi. And there were people there. And he says, I was looking at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had some upper garments, but I was trying to look now from the spaces to see if I could find the third sign and I could find the seal of prophethood. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw me, that I'm looking at his back and I'm analyzing and I'm straining my eyes. So he asked me what the matter was and I explained to him the whole story, and he removed his upper garment and he says, I saw it with my own eyes, the seal of prophethood. And then, you know, I was ecstatic and I kissed him sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I told him my whole story. And he was indeed very amazed to hear the story. And indeed, his companions, radiyallahu anhum, were also very amazed to hear the story. And that's when I embraced Islam. And obviously we know that Salman Farsi radiallahu an, from that particular point onwards, he spent a lot of time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was considered to be one of the senior sahaba. He was the one who gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the idea of digging the trench at the time of the Battle of Khandaq, because he said, that's what I observed back home, that's what my people, the Persians, used to do. That's the famous incident about his orchard and his date palms, that orchard of Salman radiallahu an in Madinatul Munawwara. And there are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which have been narrated by Salman Farsi radiallahu an as well. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he grants us the ability to follow in the noble footsteps of these sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.